Here is the official National Weather Service forecast for the New York City metropolitan area. Heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. Wednesday. This afternoon, sunny, hot. Near steady temperature in the upper 90s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heat index values up to 103. Tonight, mostly clear. Humid with lows in the upper 70s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight. Wednesday, sunny, hot with highs in the upper 90s. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Heat index values up to 104. Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Humid with lows in the upper 70s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight. Chance of rain 40%. Thursday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then mostly cloudy with showers likely with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the mid-80s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east with gusts up to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70%. Thursday night, showers and scattered thunderstorms in the evening, then showers after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 80%. Here is the extended forecast. Friday, mostly cloudy. Showers likely in the morning, then scattered thunderstorms with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain 70%. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s. Chance of rain 40%. Saturday, sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-60s. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s. Monday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 60s. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s. Here is the air quality index forecast from state environmental agencies. The New York City forecast air quality index is 105. This is unhealthy for sensitive groups. The Newark, New Jersey forecast air quality index is 110. This is unhealthy for sensitive groups. The coastal waters forecast from Sandy Hook, New Jersey to Fire Island Inlet, New York out 20 nautical miles. For tonight, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west late. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 3 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. For Wednesday, west winds around 5 knots, becoming south in the afternoon. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. For Wednesday night, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. And for Thursday, south winds around 10 knots, becoming east with gusts up to 20 knots in the afternoon. Seas around 2 feet. Wave detail, south 2 feet at 4 seconds and southeast 1 foot at 8 seconds. Chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms. Visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles in the afternoon. Winds and seas may be higher in and near thunderstorms. The marine forecast for New York Harbor, including Raritan Bay. For tonight, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west late. Waves 1 foot or less. For Wednesday, northwest winds around 5 knots, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Waves 1 foot or less. For Wednesday night, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Waves 1 foot or less. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. And for Thursday, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east with gusts up to 20 knots in the afternoon. Waves 1 foot or less. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then showers likely with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Winds and waves may be higher in and near thunderstorms. the marine forecast for Western Long Island Sound. For tonight, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest after midnight, then becoming north around 5 knots late. Seas 1 foot or less. For Wednesday, northeast winds around 5 knots, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Seas 1 foot or less. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. For Wednesday night, south winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west after midnight. Seas 1 foot or less. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. And for Thursday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 1 foot or less. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then showers likely with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Winds and seas may be higher in and near thunderstorms. The marine forecast for the Long Island South Shore Bays. For tonight, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west late. Waves 1 foot or less. For Wednesday, west winds around 5 knots, becoming south in the afternoon. Waves 1 foot or less. For Wednesday night, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Waves 1 foot or less. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. And for Thursday, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east in the afternoon. Waves 1 foot or less. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Winds and waves may be higher in and near thunderstorms. You're listening to NOAA's All Hazards Radio, station KWO 35 in New York City. This broadcast originates from the National Weather Service Forecast Office located on the grounds of Brookhaven National Laboratory in Upton, New York. Station KWO 35 broadcasts on a frequency of 162.55 MHz. Here is the tide information. It's Sandy Hook. High tide is at 12:12 a.m. Wednesday and 12:52 p.m. Wednesday. Low tide is at 6:01 p.m. Tuesday and 6:22 a.m. Wednesday. At the Battery, high tide is at 12:39 p.m. Tuesday, 12:45 a.m. Wednesday and 1:24 p.m. Wednesday. Low tide is at 6:33 p.m. Tuesday and 6:56 a.m. Wednesday. At Kings Point, high tide is at 3:42 p.m. Tuesday and 4:02 a.m. Wednesday. Low tide is at 10:17 p.m. Tuesday and 10:06 a.m. Wednesday. At Montauk, high tide is at 1:12 p.m. Tuesday, 1:28 a.m. Wednesday and 2:02 p.m. Wednesday. Low tide is at 7:54 p.m. Tuesday and 7:59 a.m. Wednesday. The offshore waters forecast for south of Long Island between Montauk Point and Sandy Hook, out to 1,000 fathoms. Tonight, southwest winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 2 feet or less, becoming 3 to 4 feet. Wednesday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, increasing to 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Wednesday night, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Thursday, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Scattered showers and slight chance of thunderstorms. Thursday night, east winds 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. Friday, east winds 15 to 25 knots, becoming northeast. Seas 5 to 9 feet. Friday night, northeast winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 5 to 9 feet. Saturday, northeast winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 5 to 9 feet. Saturday night, east to northeast winds 10 to 20 knots, diminishing to 5 to 15 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet. Sunday, east to northeast winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 6 feet. Sunday night, south to southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming south to southwest. Seas 3 to 5 feet. The offshore waters forecast for south of New England between the Great South Channel and Montauk Point, out to 1,000 fathoms. Tonight, west to southwest winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 2 feet or less, becoming 3 to 4 feet. Areas of fog with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Wednesday, southwest winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Areas are fogged with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Wednesday night, southwest winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Thursday, northeast winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming variable. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Scattered showers and slight chance of thunderstorms with visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Thursday night, east winds 10 to 20 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. Friday, east to northeast winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet. Friday night, northeast winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 5 to 7 feet. Saturday, northeast winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 4 to 8 feet. Saturday night, east to northeast winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming northeast 5 to 15 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet. Sunday, northeast winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming east. Seas 3 to 6 feet. Sunday night, south to southeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming south to southwest. Seas 3 to 5 feet. The offshore waters forecast for Hudson Canyon to Baltimore Canyon, out to 1,000 fathoms. Tonight, south to southwest winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 2 feet or less. Wednesday, southwest winds less than 10 knots, increasing to 5 to 15 knots. Seas 2 feet or less, becoming 3 feet. Wednesday night, south to southwest winds 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Thursday, south winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 4 feet. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Thursday night, east to southeast winds 5 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. Friday, east to northeast winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 5 to 9 feet. Friday night, northeast winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 5 to 9 feet. Saturday, northeast winds 15 to 25 knots. Seas 5 to 9 feet. Saturday night, northeast winds 10 to 20 knots. Seas 5 to 9 feet. Sunday, northeast winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming east 5 to 15 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet. Sunday night, east winds 10 to 15 knots, diminishing to 5 to 10 knots. Seas 3 to 6 feet. The surf zone forecast for the New York City beaches. For Wednesday, rip current risk, low. Surf heights, around 2 feet. Thunderstorm potential, none. UV index, very high. Surf temperature, mid-70s. Weather, sunny. High temperature, upper 80s. Max heat index, mid-90s. Winds, west around 5 miles per hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Tides, East Rockaway Inlet, low at 6:07 a.m. High at 12:31 p.m. Sunrise, 5:51 a.m. Sunset, 8:13 p.m. For Thursday, rip current risk, low. Surf heights, around 2 feet. Thunderstorm potential, moderate. Thunderstorms are possible. Weather, partly sunny. Showers likely and scattered thunderstorms. High temperature, lower 80s. Winds, west around 10 miles per hour, becoming east in the afternoon. Tides, East Rockaway Inlet, low at 6:49 a.m. High at 1:19 p.m. Sunrise, 5:52 a.m. Sunset, 8:12 p.m. For Friday, mostly cloudy. Showers likely and scattered thunderstorms. Cooler. Highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds around 20 miles per hour. For Saturday, sunny. Highs in the mid-70s. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour. And for Sunday, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. East winds around 5 miles per hour. End and rip current risk categories. Low risk implies that wind and wave conditions do not support an enhanced rip current risk. However, life-threatening rip currents are always possible in the vicinity of groynes, jetties, reefs, and piers. Moderate risk, life-threatening rip currents are possible in the surf zone. Anyone planning to enter the surf should check with local beach patrols first. Be sure to swim within sight of a lifeguard, and never alone or at night. high risk. Life-threatening rip currents are likely for all people entering the surf zone. Anyone visiting the beaches should stay out of the surf. If you enter the surf zone, always have a flotation device with you and swim near a lifeguard. If caught in a rip current, relax and float, and do not swim against the current. If able, swim in a direction following the shoreline. If unable to escape, face the shore and yell or wave for help. For UV index definitions plus more on rip current and beach safety, see https://www.weather.gov/beach/OKX. Extreme heat warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. Wednesday. What? Dangerously hot conditions with heat index values up to 105. Where? Eastern Bergen, Eastern Essex, Eastern Passaic, Eastern Union, Hudson, Western Bergen, Western Essex, and Western Union counties. When? Until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Impacts, extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, particularly for those working or participating in outdoor activities. An extreme heat warning means that the combination of heat and humidity is expected to make it feel like it is 105 degrees or greater. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible. Drink plenty of water. Seniors and those with chronic health problems or mental health conditions are at an increased risk. Homes without air conditioning can be much hotter than outdoor temperatures. Use air conditioning to stay cool at home or go to a place that has air conditioning. If you don't have home air conditioning, continue to seek out cool spaces each day as long as it remains hot, and for a few days after if your home is still hot. Check on vulnerable friends, family members and neighbors. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. In cases of heat stroke, call 911. Heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. Wednesday. What? Heat index values up to 102. Where? In Connecticut, Northern Fairfield, Northern Middlesex, Northern New Haven, and Southern Fairfield counties. In New Jersey, Western Passaic County. In New York, Northern Westchester, Orange, Putnam, Rockland, and Southern Westchester counties. When? Until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Impacts, hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. A heat advisory is issued when the combination of heat and humidity is expected to make it feel like it is 95 to 99 degrees for two or more consecutive days, or 100 to 104 degrees for any length of time. Seniors and those with chronic health problems or mental health conditions are at an increased risk. Homes without air conditioning can be much hotter than outdoor temperatures. Use air conditioning to stay cool at home or go to a place that has air conditioning. If you don't have home air conditioning, continue to seek out cool spaces each day as long as it remains hot, and for a few days after if your home is still hot. Check on vulnerable friends, family members and neighbors. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. In cases of heat stroke, call 911. Heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. Wednesday. What? Heat index values up to 103. Where? In Connecticut, Northern New London, Southern Middlesex, and Southern New Haven counties. In New York, Northeast Suffolk, Northern Nassau, Northwest Suffolk, Southern Nassau, and Southwest Suffolk counties. When? Until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Impacts, hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. A heat advisory is issued when the combination of heat and humidity is expected to make it feel like it is 95 to 99 degrees for two or more consecutive days, or 100 to 104 degrees for any length of time. Seniors and those with chronic health problems or mental health conditions are at an increased risk. Homes without air conditioning can be much hotter than outdoor temperatures. Use air conditioning to stay cool at home or go to a place that has air conditioning. If you don't have home air conditioning, continue to seek out cool spaces each day as long as it remains hot, and for a few days after if your home is still hot. Check on vulnerable friends, family members, and neighbors. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. In cases of heat stroke, call 911. Heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. Wednesday. What? Heat index values up to 100. Where? In Connecticut, southern New London County. In New York, southeast Suffolk County. When? Until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Impacts: hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. A heat advisory is issued when the combination of heat and humidity is expected to make it feel like it is 95 to 99 degrees for two or more consecutive days, or 100 to 104 degrees for any length of time. Seniors and those with chronic health problems or mental health conditions are at an increased risk. Homes without air conditioning can be much hotter than outdoor temperatures. Use air conditioning to stay cool at home or go to a place that has air conditioning. If you don't have home air conditioning, continue to seek out cool spaces each day as long as it remains hot, and for a few days after if your home is still hot. Check on vulnerable friends, family members, and neighbors. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. In cases of heat stroke, call 911. Heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. Wednesday. What? Heat index values up to 104. Where? Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Northern Queens, Staten Island, and Southern Queens counties. When? Until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Impacts: hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. New York City residents should call 311 to identify cooling center locations and obtain VIPA heat safety tips. A heat advisory is issued when the combination of heat and humidity is expected to make it feel like it is 95 to 99 degrees for two or more consecutive days, or 100 to 104 degrees for any length of time. Seniors and those with chronic health problems or mental health conditions are at an increased risk. Homes without air conditioning can be much hotter than outdoor temperatures. Use air conditioning to stay cool at home or go to a place that has air conditioning. If you don't have home air conditioning, continue to seek out cool spaces each day as long as it remains hot, and for a few days after if your home is still hot. Check on vulnerable friends, family members, and neighbors. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. In cases of heat stroke, call 911. Heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. Wednesday. What? Heat index values up to 104. Where? Portions of northern Delaware, central, northern, northwest, and southern New Jersey, and southeast Pennsylvania. When? Until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Impacts: hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Take extra precautions when outside. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing. Try to limit strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Take action when you see symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. Wednesday. What? Heat index values up to 103. Where? New Jersey, Sussex, and Warren counties. In Pennsylvania, Berks, Lehigh, Northampton, Carbon, Monroe, Eastern Chester, and Western Chester counties. When? Until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Impacts: hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Take extra precautions when outside. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing. Try to limit strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Take action when you see symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. Wednesday. What? Heat index values up to 102. Where? Eastern Monmouth and coastal ocean counties. When? Until 8 p.m. Wednesday. impacts, hot temperatures, and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sunlight, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Take extra precautions when outside. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing. Try to limit strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Take action when you see symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke.